Blackstone Audio, Inc. and Buck 50 Productions present The Dope Fiend by Jaquavis Coleman. This book is read by E. Kane.
Prologue. The night's chilled wind blew through the young woman's hair as the full moon provided illumination, giving the entire park a blue hue. The girl's name was Hazel. Hazel Brown, to be exact. She walked aimlessly through the park in a total daze with a big smile on her face, feeling like the queen of the night. She wore a glamorous and expensive all-white mink coat that hung over her shoulders. The cold air from the winter's chill hit Hazel's face like a ton of bricks, making her slightly cringe. She quickly dipped her head inside of her coat, covering the bottom half of her face to avoid the hawk, also known as winter in mid-December. Hazel headed to the bridge and took a deep breath as she glanced over the edge and saw the long drop into the water. She blocked out all noise, and the only thing she could hear was the sound of the water that was beneath her. The sound of the waves dancing on top of the large pallet of water was scintillating to the human ears. It sounded so peaceful, so serene, to Hazel's ears. She slowly kicked off her stilettos and carefully climbed into the ledge as she tried to keep her balance. The cold rail that she stood on sent chills up her body as the frost pressed against the bottom of her feet. She cautiously balanced herself on the ledge as she tried her best not to let the slippery, icy rails get the best of her. She then pulled off her bloody mink and released it into the water, exposing her $1,000 black dress made by Hazel's favorite Italian designer. She looked down at the gorgeous view and watched as the moon's light bounced off the small waves. She then looked back at Apple.